ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 73. Is that right? That's what I was told. Lord Chaitanya has traveled to the holy places. So Lord, here the Lord Chaitanya is traveling in the South India. And this is the chapter, is a important chapter, because in this chapter the further we will go, we will have the nice, we will hear the nice discussion between Lord Chaitanya and the Venkat Bhat in Sri Rangam, and Venkat Bhat's son is Gopal Bhat Goswami. So while Lord Chaitanya is traveling, he's 4 months, he's staying in Sri Rangam at the house of Venkat Bhat. Venkat Bhat is the worshipper. Am I saying right thing? I think so. Venkat Bhat, yes. I don't mix up with the names, that's why. Venkat Bhat is the worshipper, is the staunch devotee of worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. And so while Lord Chaitanya is staying there 4 months, this Gopal Bhat is a little boy, he's serving the Lord Chaitanya, and there is a nice conversation between the Lord Chaitanya and Venkat Bhat, and they all are, Venkat Bhat ultimately accepting the Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he had understanding that Lord Narayan is supreme. There is whole conversation. It's a nice pastime. And Lakshmi Devi is still performing tapasya in Belvan, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, to enter in the Rasa dance. So when you sometimes go to Vrindavan, you can visit the Belvan, which is just near Vrindavan. It's not far from Vrindavan, just crossing Jamuna. So that pastimes you will be hearing more as we progress in this chapter. But today's verse is about Svetvaraha. We're going to talk about that, and also about the how Lord Balaram serve as an umbrella to the Lord. So let's chant this shloka together. Svetvaraha dekhi tare namaskare. पीतांबर शिव स्थाने गेला गौर हरि। श्वेतवराह देखी तारे नमस्करे। पीतांबर शिव स्थाने गेला गौर हरि। श्वेतवराह देखी तारे नमस्करे। पीतांबर शिव स्थाने गेला गौर हरि। Vaishnavis, please. He should sit here and give a class, I think. Svetvaraha, the white boar incarnation. Dekhi, seeing. Tare, unto him. Namaskari, offering respect. Pitambara, dressed with yellow garments. Sivasthane, to the temple of Lord Shiva. Gela, went. Gaurhari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. At Vridh Khola, this is somewhere in South India, huh? Lord Sri, anybody knows? Anybody say from South India? Nobody. Okay. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Svetvaraha, the white boar. This white boar is also in Mathura. We'll talk about that. There is a Svetvaraha temple in Mathura also. After offering him respects, the Lord visited the temple of Lord Shiva, wherein the deity is dressed with yellow garments. So this must be not a Shivalinga then. Might be not a Shivalinga, it must be really Shiva, Shivaji. Purport is saying that. See how ignorant I am, I don't know the purport. Okay, let's read the purport. The temple of the white boar incarnation is situated in Vridh Khola. The temple is made of stone and is located about 1 mile south of an oasis known as Balipitham. There is the deity of the white boar incarnation, above whose head Sheshnag serves as an umbrella. The deity of Lord Shiva is known as Pitambar and is also known as Chidambaram. This temple is located 26 miles south of Kudalora, and the deity there is also known as Akashlinga. The deity is in the form of Lord Shiva. So it's actual form. This temple is situated on about 39 acres of land, and all this land is surrounded by a wall 60 feet high. Srila Prabhupada has all the information, huh? So detailed. Bhakti Siddhanta, huh? Srila Prabhupada is so, everything so, this many feet wall high and all this. Okay, so in this 2 points, when I was reading this verse from purport, 2 points came out which I like to discuss. One is about Svetvaraha, we will discuss that. Another is mentioned here that Sheshnag serves as an umbrella. In Adilila, chapter 5, text 123, Here he says that Lord serves, means Balaram, Ananta Shesha, serves Lord Krishna assuming all of the following forms: umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne. This is from Adi Lila. Now also in the chapter 4 in the Adi Lila is discussed about Lord's different potencies. Lord is Satchidananda. His transcendental form is Sat Chit Ananda, ever existence, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So his internal potency is exhibited first as Sat, existence. Means this portion of that expands is the existence function of Lord, which is called Sandini potency. Then there is a Chit, other potency, which is the displays the full knowledge, which is called Chit or Samvit potency, and which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. And the when the same potency plays as a pleasure giving medium, it is known as Ladini potency, which is a transcendental bliss potency. And this Ladini potency, now the Sandini potency is the main person is the Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram is the, that's why Lord Balaram is everything expansion in the spiritual platform is the expansion of Lord Balaram. And all these potencies are spiritual. It has nothing to do with the material nature, material world. But of course, when the Lord appears and performs his pastimes, at that time these potencies are also there, performing their functions for the pleasure of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. That's why we say that the Lord's pastimes are not material. And that's why from the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Tattva Tattva Adhyam Punar Janma Naiti Mamati. So Arjuna, Lord is saying himself that person who knows my transcendental appearance, and my leelas, doesn't take a birth. So, now total exhibition of all these three potencies is called Visuddha Sattva. That's why we say that we have to come on the platform of Visuddha Sattva, not above the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the spiritual variegatedness is displayed, as I discussed, in the material world by the Lord when Lord appears here, performs his pastimes. And that's why they are not material. Now this Visuddha Sattva is simultaneously manifestation of these three in one, it says. And of course, the absolute truth is eternally manifest in three energies we know: Lord himself, which is internal potency, which is Lord and his spiritual world. Then there is a marginal potency and there is external potency. And of course, the living entity is the marginal potency. But Lord is not affected by this. So, whole point is that Balaram is that Sandini potency. Is Balaram is everything is manifested. Everything is the expansion of Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram always wants to please Lord Krishna. So here, that's why here it is mentioned here that this, even the boar incarnation, which is the, you know, Vishnu incarnation, is Lord Balaram is an umbrella. We also know when Vasudev was bringing Lord Krishna from Mathura to Gokula, then Lord Krishna appeared in the Kamsa's prison, and Vasudev is carrying Lord Krishna, and he has to cross the Jamuna, and at that time we know that Ananta Shesha is like an umbrella. So everything in the pastimes of the Lord is the expansion of Lord Balaram. This temple is also the expansion of Lord Balaram. So then question arises, why we are walking on this floor here? So it is the Lord's mercy that Lord Balaram is allowing to walk on this floor in the temple here. So that is the, it was interesting to know these things. Now, we're going to talk about Svet Varaha. And Svet Varaha, this temple, besides here Srila Prabhupada mentioning in South India, but there is also a temple in Mathura. And it is the story is that, pastime is that Indra had this Varaha Dev deity brought from the earth to the heavenly planets by some Brahman called Kapil Dev. And when Ravan defeated Indra, then Ravan brought this Varaha Dev deity to Sri Lanka. And then, of course, after the fight between Lord Ramchandra and Ravan, when Ravan was killed, then this deity was, Varaha Dev deity was with Vibhishan, but Vibhishan gave to Lord Ramchandra, and Lord Ramchandra brought that deity in Ayodhya. So when Lord Ramchandra's brother Shatrughna, when he had to fight with Lavanasura in Mathura, and Lord had defeated Lavanasura, at that time this deity was, Lord Ramchandra gave to Shatrughna, and Shatrughna established deity in Mathura. So it says that this deity is worshipped from that time. Varahadev is residing in Mathura. It's a very, you know, small, we go there in Parikrama sometimes, and we see that beautiful, it's a small inside the little street. We go, we have a darshan of that deity. So sometimes when you go, I think you also go. Now, from Laghu Bhagavata Amrita, this is interesting, there are two Varahadev. And also Srimad Bhagavatam is also mentioning in the I think Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the purport of the 8th canto, chapter 5, text 6, I think. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in purport about Tura. But we will talk from Lagu Bhagavatamrita, which is a book by Srila Rupa Goswami, and which is all about the incarnations of Lord. And it said, so I will have to little bit read here, and please don't go to sleep. Because this book is coming out yesterday. Actually, Dravida Prabhu sent me this because I had a question about this to Varahadev, and I didn't completely follow him. So I called him yesterday. I said, "What is? Can you please enlighten me a little bit?" So he said, "Yeah, I'm just doing that about Lagu Bhagavatamrita. I have it here." So he sent me this last night by email. So I will just read something what Sarupa Goswami has to say. In the second canto, chapter 7, text 1, when it is said that when the unlimited powerful Lord assumed the form of a boar as a pastime just to leave the planet Earth, which was drowned in the great ocean of the universe called Garbhodak, the first demon Hiranyaksha appeared and the Lord pierced him with his tusk. Okay. Now, this verse poetically says that the Lord assumed the form of Varaha. The complete picture is that his form of Varaha exists eternally in Vaikuntha and appears as an avatara at certain times and places in the material creation. And of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third canto, chapter 13, text 17, 18, 19, describing all about this Varahadev, how Lord appeared from the nostril of Lord Brahma, and all that is described. But here, he appeared twice in the day of Brahma. He first appeared during the reign of Swayambhu, the first Manu. He came out from the nostrils of Lord Brahma and raised the earth planet from the lower regions of the universe. That supreme among first beast appeared again, here I can beast, huh? during the reign of Chakshush Manu. Now this is what Lagu Bhagavatamrita says. But Srila Prabhupada has something else, so we will read that in the eighth canto. Chakshush Manu. At that time, while lifting up the earth, he came out from the universal waters to kill Hiranyaksha. And this is Rupa Goswami is giving why this Hiranyaksha at the Chakshush Manvantara, Lord appeared. He's giving the evidence, he's giving his realizations. Okay. Shivara has four legs, but sometimes he is understood to have a form as a half man, half boar. The first of these two Varaha appearances is described in the Bhagavatam first canto and the second described in the second canto. Both of these Varaha incarnations as well as two Lord Matsya avatars appearing during this first day, the Brahma Kalpa or Brahma's current month occurring during the beginning of his 51st year. The first Lord Varaha appeared during the Swayambhu Manvantara, when he came out from Lord Brahma's nostril and lifted the earth. The second Lord Varaha appeared during the reign of Chakshush Manu, when he came from within the universal water, lifted the earth and killed Hiranyaksha. The Lord Varaha is portrayed with a half-human, half-boar form in the Padma Purana and other texts. Okay. Now here say the vara of the Swayambhu Manomantara is dark blue. And the other vara is white. That's what we are going with, Swet Vara. Now here Srila Prabhupada Goswami is giving the evidence that why the Hiranyaksha during the Chakshus Avatar, he is saying here that we hear from the scripture how Daksha, the son of Prachetas, repopulated the universe during this sixth Manvantara. From this account, it is reasonable to conclude that Hiranyaksha was born during that period, during Chakshus Avatar, Manvantara. Then he further gives evidence that from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from fourth canto, he's quoting here, that Daksha's previous body had been destroyed, but inspired by the Supreme Will, he created all the desired living entities in the Chakshus Manvantara. The previously quoted verse from the second canto described Lord Varaha's second appearance, mentioned neither Chakshus Manvantara at the time nor the water of devastation as the source of his advent. How do we know then this distinguish this Varaha as a separate appearance? Evidence is found in the fourth canto. Previously, the Supreme Lord had arranged for Daksha to be killed because of his offenses against Lord Shiva and Sati. The Lord then gave Daksha a new body in the Chakshus Manvantara and inspired him to repopulate the universe. The Prachetas were descendants of Uttanapad, we know that, and Daksha was their son. Hiranyaksha was the son of Diti, the daughter of Dakshas. In the beginning of Brahma's day, Manu did not yet have any offspring. So how could Daksha, the son of the Prachetas, be present? And how then could Diti or Diti's son be present? Here is a proof that Hiranyaksha and the avatar of Varaha who killed him appeared not in the Swayambhu Manvantara, but later in the Chakshus Manvantara. There is no evidence that Swayambhu's son, Priyavarta Uttanapada, and daughter, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti, had children of their own during the Swayambhu's reign as Manu. There is evidence, however, that the Prachetas were descendants of Uttanapada, that Daksha was the son of Prachetas, that Diti was the daughter of Daksha, and that Hiranyaksha was the son of Diti and her husband. Who was he? Kashyapa. It is thus not possible that Hiranyaksha born 18 generations, more than a billion years after Uttanapada, could have been killed by Lord Varaha, who appeared at the beginning of the Kalpa. We thus conclude that Shivara enacts his pastimes at two different times, and that Maitreya combined incidents from both of the histories in his answer to Vidura's questions. Okay. Some Puranas mention an annihilation of the universe that occurs in the middle of Manvantara because of Manu's being cursed by a sage. This exceptional occurrence happened during the reign of Chakshus Manu. At other times, Lord Padmanabh had personally enacted the pastimes of universal annihilation. Now here Srupa Goswami is questioning. It may be asked why Lord Varaha had to rescue the earth in the middle of the first Manvantara, long before the scheduled devastation of the lower part of the universe. As indicated here, special circumstances sometimes lead to a universal flood during a Manvantara. The Matsya Puran relates that Swayambhu Manu was once cursed by Agastya Muni to have the worlds inundated during his reign. When the earth was thus lost in the water, Lord Varaha appeared and lifted her up. In the sixth Manvantara, Chakshus of Manu was similarly cursed. According to Vishnu, Dharmottara and other Puranas, however, the flood at that time was due to the Supreme Lord's desire. Okay. So he said, Lord, where I appeared during the two different manvantaras to leave the earth out of the water of the devastations, all the lower part of the universe also floods at the end of every manvantara. At those times, the earth does not sink in the universal flood, but floats unseen on the surface of the turbulent water. Now, what Srila Prabhupada has to say, this is from the 8th canto, 5th chapter, text 6. Translation. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Person of Godhead, various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet, everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Purport. The Lord's glorious activities referred to in this connection took place after his personal body, God Jaya and Vijaya, became daityas, having been cursed by the great sages Shanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar and Sanandan. Jaya as Hiranyaksha had to fight with Varahadev, and that same Varahadeva is mentioned in regard to the Raivat millennium. The fighting, however, took place during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhu. Therefore, according to some authorities, there are two Varahas. According to others, however, Varaha appeared during the regime of Swayambhu Manu and stayed in the water until that of Raivat Manu. Some may doubt that this could be possible, but the answer is that everything is possible. Okay. If one could count the atoms within the universe, one could count the qualities of Lord Vishnu. But the atoms of the universe are impossible for anyone to count, and similarly no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Okay. Any questions? No question. Okay, so I have, yes, you have a question, go ahead. Is it? Okay, so while he is finding, I have one announcement. This is not related to Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, it is there. What is the verse? I can look at it here. It is Srimad Bhagavatam. Tenth canto? Tenth canto. Chapter 14, text 7. Okay, let's see. 14:7. Okay. What happened? This doesn't. What's happening here? Okay, I got it. Then 14, huh? Mine is not working here. Please go ahead. You have a mic. I got it.
Mita Sukhavaya Upang Shavake Mika Divasa.
In the time, the learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? It's a big purport here. Am I going to read? It's a big purport. Anyhow, this is the prayers by Lord Brahma after the Brahma Vimana Leela. Oh, so Srila Sanatana Goswami further explains that the Lord manifests a specific spiritual quality for the benefit of each living entity. Since there are innumerable living entities within the confines of the material creation, the Lord manifests infinite qualities. Thus every conditioned soul can appreciate the Supreme Lord in a particular way. What are we talking about here? Yeah. Right. Okay. Any questions? Any comments? Anything to add? Anything to subtract? Okay, the announcement is, I am begging to all of you, in the community, people who are hearing on the internet, next Saturday is the Big Rath Yatra at Daytona Beach. It's Memorial Day weekend. There will be hundreds of people. And I'm begging, whether you are senior, junior, young, middle-aged, old, doesn't matter, please all of you come to pull the Lord Jagannath's cart. Huh? We have rented a bus and there is only 4 people have signed up. And I don't think there is here 400 families are in this community, and I don't think all 400 families are going to Sadhu Sangha. I don't think so. Bus is, I have to go through all this calculation. It's only $12. Yeah. If you someone sign up in advance. I mean, bus is costing $1,000. I mean, I don't want to announce this all this, but it's costing us $1,000. So actually, in a 55-seater means it should be $20. We should, each devotee should pay $20 per bus. But we are asking only 12. And we are putting the rest of the money from Krishna's money from somewhere. So, so my humble, I'm begging, this is like, you know, I was in Santo Domingo, just because we are organizing Rath Yatra there, and I had to beg like, that look, Prabhu, this Rath Yatra we're going to organize in Santo Domingo is not one man's show. It is a show for everybody. We all need help here to please Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath. So again, I'm begging here, everybody in the class and also whoever devotees is hearing on the internet, please come up. We will need to pull the cart. Otherwise, we will have to connect the truck to pull the cart on the beach. We don't want to do that. So there are thousands of people on that beach and, you know, in the memory of the weekend. So I'm begging everybody, please join us this Rath Yatra and let's please Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhus.